You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired.
Hello, it's Wednesday, August 14th, and the most interesting thing in tech is the internet shutdown in Kashmir, the disputed region between India and Pakistan. India's government, the Modi government, has shut down the internet there for the last 11 days. It's causing all kinds of problems that you can imagine. People can't order their medicines. It's hard on students. Musicians can't make money on YouTube. Markets are disrupted. It is very hard in societies where the internet has become an essential fabric of life to shut down the internet. Obviously, the world existed just fine before we had the internet, but now we've built all these systems that rely on it. So it is a form of oppression. A couple things about this. One, there has been a lot of talk in the last few years about how the internet spreads unrest, how it has abetted genocide in Burma, how it has led to the slaughter of innocents in India, in Sri Lanka, all over the world. And that is true. There are ways the internet and the ways it spreads rumors and amplifies emotions. Social media does this in particular. It is true that it can do that. And we absolutely need to worry about that. But the government shutting down the internet to stop unrest is usually not about the government trying to actually slow down injustices that are occurring because of the internet. It is usually about government oppression. And in fact, this is a tool that the government in India has been using nonstop many, many times over the last few years. The Modi government has said, you know what? We don't like what's going on there. Let's shut down the internet. So it is actually a tool and a way for the government to assert power over individuals. So we have this complicated situation where I'm a tech journalist who writes a lot about social media networks and the way that antipathy can spread on these networks. And I absolutely do think that they can cause a lot of harm in society. But I also absolutely think that governments should not be doing this. And when they do it, it is not because they're actually trying to keep the peace. It's because they're trying to assert control. All right, that is the most interesting thing in tech, and I hope it is not that long before the people in Kashmir can watch this.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.